All right, guys, I'm sitting here with Ryan Serhant. Ryan, thanks for coming by to Monaco.
Of course.
I love the segment where you, like, broke down how you combine, like, the media side of things with what you do best. You're like, okay, listen, value is cool, but you got to use emotion to stick it in, like, use it as a glue.
Yes.
So how has it been for you? Like, how valuable was it for you to go off scripts and just be yourself and embrace what you're best at?
It's definitely a learning lesson, you know, and it took me a while. It's not like I just knew how to do that naturally. Until I realized, you know, the clients that you're dealing with in any business, because everyone's in sales, whether you think you are or not, are humans on the other side as well. They've got favorite sports teams. They got favorite movies. They've got families. They've got kids. They had a good day. They just had a bad day. They're tired. They're excited. And so when you realize that it's not actually about the product, you know, it's about the story that the product will tell for them, whether they're hiring a new person for their company or buying an expensive piece of real estate, then you realize you're not actually engaging in any kind of sell. You're creating an authentic relationship that'll create a benefit for the other person. And that just so happens to create a benefit for you. And finding that authenticity and that legitimacy for, you know, for yourself is a sales skill that takes some time. But I hope it was helpful to talk to your people.
It was amazing. And the last thing I want to ask you is, do you find, like, sales scripts, do they get in the way of authenticity? What's your take on that?
Listen, I think sales scripts used to be far more beneficial than they are today. There's just too many platforms to interact with people now, right? You're like, I've got clients, I meet them on Instagram. That conversation then translates to the phone. Now I've got them on phone and on DM. Those are the two platforms that we are now connected on. But now I got to transport it now over to email. So now it's email, DM, and phone. And there's no script that's, you know, and you use all those platforms in different ways. The same thing on social. The type of video content that works on TikTok is not the same kind that works on LinkedIn or the same kind that works on Facebook. So the same thing, the way you DM someone super casually is a bit different than the way you text somebody. It's just very different from the way you want to email someone professionally. And so I use scripts in as much as they teach you a possible trajectory of how to get from A to Z. It's like memorizing a map, right? And then you throw the map away because there's probably gonna be roadblocks. The roads have probably changed. You might run into inclement weather and you're gonna figure it out. But at least you remembered the general way to get from A to B.
And then you use empathy and experience to connect the dots at the end.
Yeah, you use empathy, authenticity, confidence, and experience to connect those dots.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much, guys, for watching. Ryan, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And see you at dinner.
Yes.
All right. Cool.